Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Why weather sites can't agree on how much it rains in Dakula. If you've looked up Dakula's climate and gotten confusing results, you're not imagining it. We checked, and the disagreement is real. While assembling a month-by-month climate guide for Dakula, the Wire ran into a problem worth explaining: the sources don't agree. What we found. Asking six different climate sources a simple question, which month is wettest, produced five different answers for the same area. The National Weather Service says March. One commercial site says January. Another says February. Another says August. Another says December. Annual precipitation totals were just as scattered, ranging from about 42 inches to 55 inches depending on who you asked. One site listed the driest month as May, another said June, another said October. At least one source published an internally contradictory figure, and another listed a hottest month average high of 99 degrees Fahrenheit, which is a record-type reading, not an average, and would be badly misleading to anyone planning around it. Why this happens? For reasons, and none of them involve anyone lying. 1. Dakula has no long-term weather station. There is no official National Weather Service climate station in Dakula itself. The nearest official observing site is Gwinnett County, Briscoe Field Airport in Lawrenceville. Any Dakula climate figure is therefore drawn from a nearby station, a county-level dataset, or a computer model, not from measurements taken in town. 2. Different reference periods. Climate normals are typically 30-year averages, but sources use different windows: 1991 to 2020, 1992 to 2021, 1981 to 2010, and so on. Shift the window and the numbers shift with it, especially for precipitation. 3. Different data sources entirely. Some sites use ground station observations. At least one uses NASA satellite and model data rather than a rain gauge. Modeled grid data and a physical gauge measure related but different things. 4. Rainfall is genuinely erratic here. This is the big one. Georgia precipitation varies enormously year to year. The state was in its worst drought in roughly two decades this past spring, then saw weeks of rain that substantially reversed it. When the underlying variable swings that hard, the month that ranks wettest depends heavily on which years you average. Temperature is a different story. Notably, the sources largely agree on temperature. Across every source checked, the figures cluster tightly. January, about 50 degrees Fahrenheit high, 34 degrees Fahrenheit low. July, about 90 degrees Fahrenheit high, 70 degrees Fahrenheit low. Annual mean, about 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Temperature is far less variable than precipitation, and it's measured more consistently. When a climate site tells you July averages 90 degrees here, you can rely on that. Which number to trust? For Dakula, use the National Weather Service. Its climatology for North Georgia outside the mountains gives 50 to 55 inches of annual precipitation. Measurable rain on about 120 days a year. Wettest month, March. Driest, September and October. 1 to 2 inches of annual snowfall. The NWS is the agency that issues the forecasts and warnings, works from the longest and most consistent regional records, and has no product to sell. How to read any climate page. Check the reference period. No dates listed is a warning sign. Check the station. If a site claims data for a town with no weather station, ask where it came from. Distinguish averages from records. A 99 degrees Fahrenheit average high is a record, mislabeled. Treat precipitation figures as approximate and temperature figures as reliable. For anything that matters, a crop, a construction schedule, an event, go to the NWS. And a local resource worth knowing. DakulaWeather.com is a long-running weather site that republishes National Weather Service climatology, maintains an archive of North Georgia winter storms and severe weather events going back decades, and links directly to NWS products. For anyone in Decula who wants to follow weather more closely than a phone app allows, it's the most substantial regional resource we found. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DeculaWire.com.